This is so stupid.
Well, welcome back to the pod. Hold on,
here we go.
Here we go. Ooh, look at
silky
us.
Silky smooth.
Yeah,
in the
sounds
headphones.
Good, right?
Yeah, that's loud as hell, though.
Is it too loud?
In my headphones, it is. I don't know if there's a monitoring thing. But
I'll turn it down a little bit. It doesn't come through as loud when I edit.
Yeah, understood.
It's just hot for us.
Hot for us.
Hot for us.
Hell yeah.
That sounds good.
That's what I say.
Hell yeah. All right. Jordan Fisher, welcome to the podcast.
What's good?
Thanks for being on.
Of course.
Fun little fact for the people. Jordan recorded a podcast here 3 years ago when we did bonding.
Yeah.
It never went out. So now we get to share the gold.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we go a little back. I mean, I met you, I think.
At the stand.
The stand.
Outside.
You had a cool varsity jacket on. At first, you like ran by. I thought you were Ian Lara. And I was like, wait a minute. Why didn't you say hi to me? And then you came back out. And I was like, that was not Ian.
Nope. But me and Ian used to roll together a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, understood.
Yeah, you were working on like a show with him.
Mm-hmm.
You're always cooking on something.
Trying. It's you know, it's the industry. So you always have to be, you know, have something going on.
Yeah.
Let people know.
You
it
do.
Can't just be jokes anymore. You can't just be funny anymore.
Well, now you got the gangster chef.
Yeah, that's true.
How did that come about? You love cooking.
Well, yeah, I was bored in pandemic.
Okay.
Yeah, I was, you know what's funny? I was living at home. I was living back in North Carolina with the person I lost my virginity to.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
What a wholesome regathering.
No, it wasn't. It didn't turn out well. But yeah, she had a house that she was like property managing that mm-hmm. she lived on like the bottom floor. And like the upstairs rooms were furnished. Because they had planned on Airbnb-ing out the place
yeah.
and never got around to it because the pandemic hit. So I was like, can I just rent out one of those rooms? And she was like, sure. And then one day I was bored and I just went downstairs and decided to make guacamole and make a video out of it. And
that's when it started.
Yeah.
Because obviously
popped off.
Yeah.
But it's funny because like I did it once at that house. And this was back before Instagram was like a video platform. So it only got like 2,000 or 3,000 views, but for at that time you're like, oh cool, like mm-hmm. some people saw it and like people commented and they're like, oh this is funny. I'm like, oh whatever, like we're all bored. And then I did it again like a month or two later, but actually put myself on camera and did like a whole little get up, and it was kind of the same result. And then it wasn't until after I moved back to New York that I was like, oh let me try this again. And then it wasn't until 2024 that I really started doing it. Mm-hmm. I hired a videographer. So between May of 2024 to now, that's when it like okay. took off.
Because I will say, I mean, I've followed you for years, but
yeah.
it wasn't until maybe the last 6 months that I've really yeah. seen them.
Well, that's when I started like really like
putting into it.
Yeah. Because I mean, between last year and now, there's only been maybe 17 or 18 videos.
That's it. Damn.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know. It kind of caught a little bit of a fire, so mm-hmm,
it did.
Yeah, but now it's, you know, now I have to make sure I'm consistently putting my, you know, that whole
totally.
Shit.
Totally.
Yeah.
Someone picked your niche for you with the audience.
Yeah.
You know, like we want more.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they're requesting recipes.
Sometimes, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. But also, I'll take recipe requests because sometimes I'm like, what the fuck do I want to
yeah.
make?
Because I feel like you've probably exhausted a lot of your like hard hitters, like your carbonara is one of your go-tos.
yeah but I just find like that's the thing, like some people think I'm a chef. I find a recipe online and I just follow it
mm-hmm.
and then just make it funny.
You don't cook from the heart?
No, not really.
You're a recipe follower.
Yeah, I'm a recipe follower. I'm a comedian, dude. Like
yeah,
you know, like I just do it because I watched a lot of cooking videos in the pandemic, like
okay.
I would watch like Bon Appetit and Binging with Babish
mm-hmm.
and you know, they're just like peaceful shows, but then I would watch them and I'd be like, all right, well, that looks good. I can make that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're telling you everything that you have to get and buy and do.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right. And I, you know, I have shit to do in the pandemic. So I was like, fuck it.
Do you write your jokes prior or
no?
They just come out of you.
They're all improv.
You speak in jokes in those. It's very
yeah.
impressive. I'm like, damn, that was a good joke.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
yeah.
It's, you know, there are points where it's like a little downtime. Like, I'll, you know, with my cameraman, I'm like, shit, what should I say here? And I take like a, you know, like, 30 seconds to a minute to like think of some shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all just like improv, thinking on my feet,
wow.
you know, and just figuring it out.
Has anything ever translated to the stage?
I don't really think so.
Okay.
It's kind of its own thing. Like
yeah.
part of me feels like I need to start, like as a comedian, I need to channel my inner gangster chef abilities of joke writing into my actual stage presence, like where
yeah.
it's like I'm not doing the character on stage, but just like the energy mm-hmm. of it, like, and just the analogies and, you know, similes and yeah. stuff like that.
I mean, I feel like it's kind of like a you don't give a shit attitude of mm-hmm. like, fuck it. And it's like that is to bring that on stage and to just kind of lean into whatever you're thinking or feeling on your feet in that moment. Yeah. Be a really good energy to tap into.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because I think sometimes with like writing stand up, I don't know, sometimes maybe I overthink it.
Yeah. Your jokes are very tight. Like, I feel like you stick to your, like,
yeah.
Do you do much crowd work or not really?
Not really. Like, yeah. some. Like, on the road, sometimes I will. But really, I want to do my show.
Right.
I want to give it, because I have, like, a arc. Like, things lead yeah. to one another. Things bring back to, totally. You know, their callbacks and yeah. shit. And I'm like, I've worked hard on this piece.
Totally.
So, like, come along. You yeah. know? There is, like, a looseness in stand-up now.
Yeah.
It's not the way it was when I was watching it growing up, like mm. becoming a comedy fan, you know? It's very vibey now, you know?
Can you go more in detail? I'm curious. I know what you're saying, but I'm just, like, want you to...
Yeah, it's like... It's almost like... I think because... Honestly, I think because of, like, the podcast element, like, people are being raised on... As far as like comedy fans, I feel like people are being raised on podcasts and then just stand up clips, like minute clips, and then also crowd work clips. Mm-hmm. So everything in that realm is very organic and of the moment. So it's not as much like reverence for the well written joke, mm-hmm. like the same way, you know, I don't know, like a Dave Attell, whoever it is, Mitch, like, mind you, yeah, some of those still pop, but. It's more of a vibe. I think because of the parasocial relationships that the internet has created, people are more like, oh, are you just a good hang on stage? I just like their vibe more than, wow, that joke was executed perfectly.
Do you feel, I feel this often where like a joke will just go over an audience's head.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's happened to me more often.
Yeah.
Not that I'm like writing the smartest jokes ever.
Right, right.
But I found that like that's why like hacky jokes work, and when you dumb things down.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's to your point.
People
of,
are
like,
dumb.
Yeah. They're, especially when you go to the middle of the country.
Yeah.
Not to throw shade, but it's like I find myself sometimes in rooms where I'm like, oh, they're just not getting this at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, yeah, it's kind of the phone, you know, yeah. I find myself getting a little slower.
My memory is leaving me.
Bad.
Bad.
Yeah.
It's freaking me out because I've always had a pretty like psychotic memory.
Yeah.
And lately people have been bringing things up and I'm like, I don't remember that. And same. I have not felt that in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's really bad.
My phones.
You gotta get off. It's that damn phone,
do
yo.
You spend a lot of time on your phone?
Yeah, and I try to fight it, trying to read more. I was mm-hmm. reading on the subway on the way here, being one of those pretentious assholes.
I've been seeing that more and I'm like, okay, you're better than me.
But it's... Now, at this point, it's an exercise.
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah.
It's like eating a vegetable. You're like, legit. Wow, look at me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to fight it.
Yeah.
Do you ever delete the apps off your phone?
I had Instagram deleted, but then I would have it in my search bar. Mm-hmm. So it's so easy just to pull your thumb down yep. and then tap.
Mm-hmm.
And also, with our line of work, it's like, I have deleted it before, and then I'll get a message being like, you want to do a spot last minute? And it's mm-hmm. like, oh, I missed this. So
yeah,
it's hard, and... Yeah, it's like a double-edged sword of like, yeah, I want to be present, but I also want to not miss out on anything. And then also when I'm scrolling, I'm like picking up on, oh, that's a good idea, or I should try that, or...
Yeah, I don't know if I'm picking up on ideas when I'm scrolling. I'm just vegging out.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, oh, shit, this came undone. Okay, I think there's like a element of that, but like overall, I feel my brain go into low power mode, and yeah. I'm just like, man, I could just sit here for a few hours, and then you get that end of the week notification.
Oh, that's the worst.
You were on your phone for 8.5 hours, and you're like, shit, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't write nothing. I didn't create nothing. I was just ingesting. You need boredom.
Yeah.
You have to have boredom.
You're right. That creates creativity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, since your Gangster Chef came out of boredom during the pandemic.
Straight up boredom, dude.
Yeah.
I had shit going on.
That's a really good point. I have a hard time being bored, especially like if I'm going through a hard time in life. It's like, oh, if you stay busy, you'll be okay. That's like a literal study where it's like, yeah, it's not the most healthy thing, but if you're having a hard time, like, just stay busy. And it's, I've been kind of in that mindset lately, but to your point, it's like, I haven't really been feeling as creative. I'm just kind of like,
yeah,
in this like numbness, fill the void mode.
Yeah. I mean, listen, like the AI robots are coming. Let's just all just sit here and ingest. Let's become WALL-E figures roving around on wheelchairs, screen attached to our head.
All the time. The WALL-E fatties.
Mm-hmm.
Do you use ChatGPT?
The only time I really use ChatGPT if I'm like, hey, can you write me a meal plan for the week or something?
Okay.
But like generally, no.
Yeah, I got the weirdest email today from ChatGPT saying use ChatGPT for self-care, and it was like protein-packed meals, a workout for if you couldn't make it to the gym, and it was all these suggestions that I deleted it as fast as I could. So I was like, self-care and AI should not be used in the same like sentence, nor should I be getting an email.
Right.
It felt weird and creepy.
Are you saying I'm a piece of shit, ChatGPT?
I mean, it knows. I talk to chat way too much.
Really? I don't talk to that motherfucker.
I tell it everything.
Really?
I send it screenshots. I'm like, what the fuck do they mean?
That's crazy.
By this? They break it down.
That's why I haven't heard from you in so long. You've been talking to ChatGPT?
Just talking to chat.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's so bad, but there's, so helpful.
There's that, have you seen the ad on the subway for friend.com? Mm-mm. It's a necklace. It looks like a little AirTag, and it just says friend.com. Great marketing, because you're like, what the fuck is that? So you go to friend.com, and it
is... sounds like the start of a Black Mirror episode.
It is. We are in the middle of it. It's an AI companion.
Oh, God.
It's a friend. It literally, friend is always there with you. You can talk to it. You can, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Communicate with it. It just gives you company. And, like... Instead, you're on the subway, dude. The subway is packed with people.
Around.
You could talk to somebody. Like, it's just wild to me. Like to see that where people will do anything but just talk to somebody else. I grew up in the '90s. I was talking to pedophiles on Yahoo chat rooms.
Oh, I remember chat roulette.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just
it's like you're just seeing dicks in the middle of the day.
We love chat
from Russia.
Yeah, that was a good time. Minus the dicks. The dicks were a little alarming. But every now and then you would like meet a I met a friend in New Zealand. Me and my friends all chatted with the guy in New Zealand.
Yeah.
He was a homie.
That's dope.
It was cool.
Yeah, it's like it's so
but those
weird.
Are real people.
It's real people. I don't get it. This whole loneliness epidemic. I mean,
the male loneliness epidemic.
Male loneliness epidemic. You either have two routes with that. I just went to Comic-Con this week because there was a show there. Like I got booked to do a show at Comic-Con. And it's like now there's two routes. You can either just become full-on nerd and dress up that way, or the male loneliness epidemic, you join ICE. And it's like, there's no, like...
Yeah, it's the school shooter, the comic book reader.
Nobody's... Pick up basketball game, anybody, board game, you know?
Yeah.
Movies. No, it's just like, either... The nerd route is great. Like, do that. That's safe.
Yeah.
Sure. But that other side...
It's the loneliness plus the anger.
The anger.
That's the real doozy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's be sad and lonely.
Yeah.
Be sad and lonely. Don't be angry and lonely.
But also I think dudes are just like afraid to... Dudes have a wall up of... It almost comes from sexuality, you know?
Yeah.
You want to hang out with me? Why?
What?
Yeah. It's just like the two of us? That's gay. I'm going to go put on an outfit and hang out with these other dudes.
Yeah.
That's gayer.
Totally.
Like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of dudes do things out of male approval. Because women do things out of approval for women, too.
Like, I mean, we're all trying to be approved by one another.
Yeah. Where it's just like, women used to, like, I would always hear, like, how girls would be like, oh, I don't dress for guys. I dress for other girls to think I'm, like, you know, like fly or whatever. But guys will do that in a way where it's, like, destructive to the country. You know, where it's like, oh, I'm not going to vote for the progressive president because that would be gay. Yeah. So I'd rather just watch people get deported from their homes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's we're getting dark.
Sorry.
We're getting dark on the stupid pod. We're getting deep. These are smart thoughts on a stupid pod.
Yeah.
No, I think we're making a fair point. No, it's a weird place to be in. And I mean, even just being like an educated person with friends and a hobby and a job and a passion and another career that I'm pursuing. It's like, I still talk to chat and I still get like help. And it's like, all right, I went to college. I don't need to talk. I don't need, but it helps. It helps.
What do you ask in chat?
Oh, there's a big spectrum here.
Yeah.
Everything. Health questions.
Uh-huh.
Like dating questions.
Yeah.
Like a, you know.
Hit me with a dating question.
Oh, like, for example, like I dated two guys in the last year.
Same time?
No. No.
No roster? Just like...
No roster. No, I dated one person.
Okay.
It ended. Okay. And then I dated somebody else.
And...
Neither were good people.
Neither were good people.
Now, one breadcrumbed me really hard. And that was hard because I was like, he would... We'd hang out. It'd be great. And then it would just be like, he wouldn't text for like... Just like, it would be like every like 8 hours. And like, mm-hmm. if we had a plan, it's like we would go... We would follow through on it. But then like the next day, I wouldn't really hear from him. And it's like, okay. I didn't understand. And instead of just... I was straight up with him a few times, but like I was like, I'm gonna look crazy if I keep being like, why don't you want to talk to me?
Mm-hmm.
So then I would ask chat. I'd be like, what do you think of this? And they'd be like, well, you know, it doesn't really look like he's very engaged, to be honest. And I'm like, they were smart takes. And then the next guy, same thing. Like he like kind of love bombed me. You know, he dated fully, and then he cheated on me. So then I'm like having chat kind of break down.
How long were y'all together?
3 months.
Had y'all said like we're exclusive?
Yeah.
How quick?
A little. It was all too fast. You know, it was the classic love bomb.
Yeah.
We started dating like a month in.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Again, it was hindsight 2020. I look back. I'm like, all right, that was a whole red. I was swimming in red flags.
Yeah.
But yeah. Again, the question you asked was, what did I use chat for with dating? And I did send a few screenshots of chat, and they broke it down for me, being like, this is not a good person. So that's what I use chat for.
Did you run these questions by your girlfriends?
Yeah.
Yeah? What were their takes?
Same as...
And you were like, not good enough.
No, it's always nice to compare notes.
I need
a robot.
I need the ones and those to break it down.
But I mean, if you send a screenshot to chat, they really break down the tone, the like meaning behind it. It's really crazy. It's fucking
creepy.
Sorry.
I don't like it.
Do you hate what I'm saying right now?
It's not that. I'm just like, I just feel like everybody's relying too much on.
I agree. No, I also.
Where it's like, also, you have your own thoughts. You can, you know it. You already know it. You're looking for a confirmation.
And if you're talking to chat about something, it's over.
It's bad.
It's bad.
If you're going to the
I should have ended it.
It's already bad.
Instead of talking to chat, I should have just not been engaging with these men.
Yeah.
That's the lesson in all of this.
The first guy had a roster.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, looking back, it's like, I'm an idiot.
I don't know if you're an idiot. It's just...
Oh, yeah, we weren't... We did say we were exclusive because we, like, were hooking up.
And the first guy?
Yeah.
Even though he was texting, like, 8 hours in between and all that kind of shit?
Yeah. Nah. Again, it's all... I mean, that was the dating apps. I'm done with the dating apps. I'm done.
For now?
No, I think I'm done. I had Dylan Carlino. Do you know him?
Yeah.
He did my podcast, and he said something really funny that stuck with me, was that in dating apps, like, we're all... living our own movie. Like, we're the main character of our movie. And when we're swiping on these dating apps, we're giving lines to the extras in a movie they never were supposed to be a part of.
Huh.
And that really, like, stuck with me. And look, I know that there's been relationships that worked out from these dating apps. My sister got married. They're an amazing family. They have a beautiful, like, great child. Like, it's all beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
End scene there. But, like, for me and my experience with dating apps, it has been very much, like, extras getting lines in movies that they were never supposed to be a part of. And I'm like, wow, I don't want to do this anymore. So as soon as he said that, the next day I was like, delete, delete, delete.
They're also gone?
Yeah.
No. Damn, I wanted to see your profiles.
No, it's gone.
It's gone.
I
wanted to see who you're swiping on.
Oh, I mean, I have to fix my type. It's not good.
Yeah.
I mean, the last guy had a tooth gem. You know, that's on me. The cheating's on me at that point. Yeah, so.
Come on.
I know.
Yeah, the tooth gem.
That's a dead giveaway that he's going to cheat.
Yeah.
New York Yankees tooth gem.
A New York Yankees tooth gem.
Yeah. That's on me, though. I'm learning.
Especially as a Orioles fan.
sports, yay. I like a vibe and a beer and some wings, but I'm not like invested in games. That's another thing. Like, I never thought I would date someone that yells at a TV screen, and one day he yelled at the TV, and I was like, this is not it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, but that's my take on all of that. You're on the dating apps, aren't you? Are you swiping out here, looking for extras?
Yeah, no, but like, I'm not really active on them. I have them, but I'm not active on them. You know,
they make me sad.
Yeah, and it's just, I don't think we're supposed to see this many hot people.
See, I'm not seeing any hot people on my dating apps.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. But I don't think you're supposed to see this many attractive people in a date. Like you open up Instagram and there's hot people there. You open up TikTok, there's hot people there. Like, even if you're not like actively searching for, it could just be somebody doing their like self, you know, whatever their take is, just talking straight to camera. And you're like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Who made you?
Yeah.
this is crazy. Like, that you're just this person, just like, and of course the algorithm knows they're hot, like, you know, mm-hmm. people are going to engage with them because they're attractive. Then there's apps where there's the attractive people. And then something like Hinge is like, here's the really hot people. We lock them in a glass case like the deodorant at CVS. Yes. And you want to talk to them? Well, fucking pay us
$50. Yeah, that's funny. Is that a joke?
It's insane.
That's a bit.
Don't do that.
That's good.
And then...
I'm like, say it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so good. So it's like... It just fucks with your brain.
It does. Well, do you know the jam theory?
The what theory?
The jam theory.
Jam theory?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so the jam theory is like a study that was done years ago where basically they did a study where like they set out like 30 flavors of jam or something. Mm-hmm. And no one, like everyone was like too overwhelmed by the choices they didn't buy.
Yeah,
choice and then they paralysis. Took away like, they only had like then grape, strawberry, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then more people were likely to stop and engage and buy because they weren't overwhelmed by choices.
Yeah.
So it literally is like a breakdown of that theory of like, if you have too many choices, it's like choice paralysis. You cannot make a decision.
Yeah.
And then you're just in this dating world where it's like everyone's cheating because it's like there's too much going on. Mm-hmm. You can't commit to one thing.
Yeah.
So.
And you're too curious about like the different models of person. Yeah. Literally, the jams of person.
Or like everyone's flawed, but like, mm-hmm. let's say you're with someone, they start to piss you off with their flaws. You're like, well, I'm not dealing with this. Then you go pick another one. And then you're like, well, I'm not dealing with this. And yeah. then you realize you're like, well, I got to pick some problems.
Yeah.
Which is what I found myself doing where I'm like, well, it's not going to be perfect. And then it's like, well, it's not going to be this.
Yeah.
So
what's your line in the sand?
Getting cheated on.
Before that, before it gets that, before it hits I'm talking like personality wise, things that people can do.
Okay. I mean, like you have to be interesting. Like mm-hmm. if you don't have a hobby or friends or ambitious.
Yeah.
Those are my lines in the sand where it's like, you gotta be, I want to be able to sit across. Like my end goal with a relationship is I want to be old and rotting in a rocking chair and in tears laughing with this person where it's like,
yeah.
you know, everything else is taken away from us, but we can sit and have the best laugh ever.
Yeah.
That's it. Like I want someone that's just like beyond entertaining.
I've never seen a pair of grandparents laughing together.
I know.
None.
So you're right. My vision is shot. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think
you're like, cool story.
Listen, I think there will be some laughs along the way, but by the time y'all get to 80, you're like, we've said everything that's funny. Somebody else has got to take it from here.
Well, that's my line in the sand. What's yours?
Similar to yours. You can't be boring. You gotta have hobbies and interests, things that drive you, your own dreams and shit that you aspire to. I can't be your only form of entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Friends, great. All that stuff.
Yeah.
You just be your own person. Like, I don't.
That's the thing. Have you seen Jigsaw?
The horror movie?
No, it's a comedy special by, what's his name?
Sounds like a Daniel Sloss title.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And he does a whole bit about how, like, when you get to a certain age, it's like, you're set. You're like, this is my puzzle. No one needs to be a part of this puzzle. I'm happy with it. And it's all about making a point of, like, when you're, especially as you get older, it's like, you're less likely to be open to someone coming in and messing up your jigsaw puzzle. Because it's like, to your point, it's like, in mine, it's like, you have to bring something to the table if I'm going to change my puzzle for you.
Fair. Yeah. Also, it's like, it's kind of crazy, like, dating in your 30s just because... You know, like I grew up in the South, so it's like I have friends that got married in their 20s, and I was like, you guys are crazy for doing this. But now in your 30s, it feels like they invested in Bitcoin in the early times. And then good. I'm just like out here like, oh, well, fuck.
Yeah. No, I feel silly. Like all my friends are married.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, I just got cheated on by a man with a tooth gem. And it's like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's on you, dude. It's like, it feels juvenile. Like, I'm like, right. I'm an adult. I entered this maybe a little too fast, but like, I was being served words that like, I was like, all right, I don't believe you.
Yeah.
And then I just am like, you know, sideswipe into the mud. I'm like, fuck, not again.
Yeah. You fall for the love bomb, huh?
I love a love bomb.
Really?
It's my second time. Yeah.
Damn.
I know. But when someone says nice things about you and you believe and you have, you know, confidence in yourself and you're like, wow, someone finally gets it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how that works. Takes time for a good thing.
Yeah.
Because it's like, to your point, it's like we're older. It's like, well, I'm like, yeah, I'm older. I know what I like and what I don't. So when I meet someone that thinks that seems to match me at that level of like, oh, I like this, I don't like this, we seem to be a match, let's go until it doesn't work. That was my mindset going into it. But now I'm like, yeah, it's not it.
How would you love bomb somebody?
Well, I wouldn't.
But how would you?
Well, you just say all the nice things. You just tell them everything you like about them and how great they are, and you give them all these gifts.
Gifts drive me away.
The gifts I was getting, I should have known. I'm like, why are you getting me a case of wine, a wine opener, a t-shirt from your favorite bar? Like, I went away for a trip and I got all that, and then later I'm like, oh, it's because he was hooking up with someone while I was gone.
Oh.
Maybe that's his own twisted way of feeling better about it. I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah, I remember I went on a date with somebody, just a few dates.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we hooked up once or twice. And she had bought me like a jacket that I tried on that I didn't buy or whatever. And I was like, no. Like, and here's the thing too. She sent it to my house, and I had been away, and I was like, she's like, did you get the package I sent you? And I was like, no, I've been out of town. I was like, I don't know if it's, you know, it's New York. Yeah, hopefully the package is still there.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, well, I just sent it again. So she sent it twice. So she spent like $200 basically on the.
You get two jackets?
Yeah. And I was like, this is too much. I don't like that. Like, I don't, we don't know each other that well.
Yeah.
That pushes me away immediately.
Totally. No, and I've also, again, I, with this last one, it was very like reciprocated, where I was like, he got me something, I got him something. Cause I was like, oh, that's so nice. I'll met, like, you know, I was very much a mirror to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, I also was given like Nikes, like a month into a relationship. And I was like, wow, that's so nice. Then I started kind of doing that back.
Mm-hmm.
But then I could tell it drove him away. But I'm like, you started this.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I be seeing through bullshit, yo.
Well, now, oh my God, the goggles are off.
Yeah.
I mean, once you get cheated on it like really bad, I'm like, I just walk down the streets and but I'm like, do you think that's really bad?
Is that not to diminish your emotions about it, but like 3 months in?
No, you're right. 3 months in, I agree. I was naive. I'm not going to mourn the loss of a goldfish. You know, it's like, I got to move on. I'm not going to
mourn the loss of a gym tooth.
Literally. And he was a gym teacher. So,
speaking
of gym. Yeah. So, no, you're right. It's like, I can't. But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad in the sense that, I found out because a girl messaged me on Instagram.
Oh.
Yeah.
Y'all do that.
I personally don't know. If I think I'd just be like, that's your shit pile now, I'm good.
Yeah.
But it was nice of her. You know, that's cool. She looked out for me. And then, you know, we got together. We got a glass of wine. We hung out.
You and the girl?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all do that. That's so wild that y'all would be like, hey, girl, just so you know, we're Eskimo sisters now. Didn't know. Anyway, sorry, my bad, but this guy's a piece of shit. Anyway, you want to catch up over wine and get some cheese? And y'all like, then y'all talk about the dude. And then you're
is
like,
is it crazy? Is this crazy to you?
It is crazy to me because okay. I would never like,
because you're a dude.
Yeah, like, I'm not gonna go out with the dude that banged my girl, you know?
Yeah,
and that's, he was so fair. Talking shit while clapping her cheeks from behind, like,
yeah,
you know?
No, you're right.
Because also a dude, like, if a dude knows that you're like, as like, dude knows that the girl he's hooking up with has a boyfriend or whatever, and he's got like no stick in it, he's just like, hey, I get the fuck and I don't have to have any strings attached, whatever.
Yeah.
It's all a win for him.
Unless he gets STDs.
I mean, he ain't nobody worried about that.
Just saying, if you're all running around.
Ain't nobody worried about that shit. Everything. I mean, hell, fucking right. Pill, prep, everything at this point.
Yeah, this is true.
But he's not thinking about STDs in that moment. Especially if she's been with the same dude for the same, you know, year.
All right. Well, anyways, the only reason I was going into that detail is because you asked how bad it was.
Okay,
and that's how I found out how bad it was. If it was a one-time drunk night, totally fine. I'm not going to date you anymore, but like, you know, that sucks.
Yeah.
But it was just like the whole time, constantly, all the time. And it's like, well, then don't date somebody.
So he was with the other girl the entire time?
Just calling her, like every night that I wasn't in town. Like, I traveled a lot for comedy, for work. any night that I wasn't in town, he's calling her like back to back. Or yeah. He's texting her like, come over. It's he's texting me at the same time, like, I miss you, hope the shows are going well, like, love you. And then it's like texting her being like, come
over. Love you.
Yeah. It was too much. I know.
Yo.
I know. Anyways, so that's why it was bad. That's why it was bad. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, that's sociopathic to be like, I love you. And then in the same minute, you'd be like, come over to the other girl. It's like, all right. Like,
yeah.
That's weird. Not good.
Yeah.
Other than that I agree. Whatever. You know, mm-hmm. We're moving on. Mm-hmm. We're good.
Okay.
I learned a lot. Yeah. But that goes back to my point where I'm like, it was bad enough for me to be like, all right, I see through all your bullshit now.
Yeah.
Everyone's a dirty cheater.
I don't think everyone's a dirty cheater. It's just, you got to figure out the timelines and shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I sure did in that scenario.
Yeah.
I know everything. But yeah, anyways. Mm-hmm. So that's that. So mm-hmm. I'm taking the year off.
Yeah.
Q4. We're out.
Okay, so just like a couple months.
A solid.
Yeah.
Three.
A solid
I'll start three. Next year. January is not a good time to say anyway. So like, you know, I'm on my like podcast, self-care, career, you know, I'm just going to start hate making TikToks until I make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we're going to see a lot of new hobbies coming out of you.
Hopefully it's all just, you know, for my
pottery and crocheting.
Just like, fuck you, pottery.
Yeah.
Fuck you, crocheting pillows.
You're right.
That'd actually be kind of fun. Yeah, no, it's not. I'm not going to do that. But no, I'm trying to, you know, put my career first.
Yeah, of course.
So that's where the anger is going.
Good.
Thanks.
Spite is a good...
That's what I'm trying to get out of this.
Spite is jet fuel.
A little fuel to... Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. It really... I was like, I'm bringing that podcast back.
Yeah.
This is like my sixth one recording. I'm...
Fuck yeah.
Thank you so much. Thanks for being a part of my hate rise.
Of course. I'm happy to be right. here on You're the like, revenge this bitch
tour. Is crazy.
the Taylor Swift Life of a Showgirl. No, that would actually be if you were happy. Let's see. Taylor Swift. What's one of her revenge?
Karma.
Karma, sure.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know the white girl albums.
That's fine. You don't need to. Have you ever been cheated on?
Not that I know of.
Okay. That's beautiful. That's
yeah.
Look at you.
Not that I know of.
That's good.
So, hopefully the track record keeps
Ignorance
up.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
I think there's been probably a few other cases that I just don't know about. But it's like, at this point, who cares?
Yeah.
Keep it rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it.
I'm sure it's hard to date anyways because you're touring.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it can be. You know, it's a lot of in and out.
You're all over like every weekend kind of a thing?
This past year has been that way.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Congrats.
Thanks. It's what I've been trying to get for the longest time.
I was gonna say, you've been doing stand-up for what, over 10 years?
Yeah, 18 years. Yeah, tell me about it.
Not to under
that's how I feel too.
18?
Yeah.
How old were you when you started?
73.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm.
How old were you when you started comedy?
73
years old.
Yes.
Okay, sure. We'll go with that. All right, now you're 100 and I can't do math. I'm not doing this math right now. I'm a girl.
No, I believe in you. 73 plus 18.
73, 83, 93, that's 20, and then minus 2, so 91. Did I do it?
Good for you.
Thanks for making me do that on my stupid podcast.
Yeah.
It's actually a bummer I got that. I could have been real stupid. Anyways, well, that's awesome. That's 18 years. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you ever want to give up?
I think when I turned 83, that was really tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're old as shit. You're like Benjamin Button over there.
I've seen a lot.
You have. Honestly, comedy will put you in places where you're like, I did not know I could go play. And I'm only 6 years in, and I feel like I've seen a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been lucky to tour.
Yeah, you tour a lot.
Yeah, I've been really fortunate.
Especially, like, for how early you are into it. Like,
yeah, you know, 6 years. It was like a fast track, and, like, this is tour. And I was very fortunate to be with someone who was, you know, taking off in his career at that time and still doing very well. But that was wild. I mean, everything he touched sold out. And then, you know, I'm, you know, like you said, 4 years in front of, there was 500 people at one of the shows. It was San Jose sold out. And it was like, wow, this is it was like, you know, school. Like, you're like, get up there and get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was great. I'm so lucky. And it made me grow really quickly as a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's so hard to get that success early on and experience that, and then kind of crawl back to the trenches and be like, oh, your name's not on that billboard. So you got to work really fucking hard to get on that stage again with your name on the billboard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, I experienced it. I made that room laugh. I know I just need the bodies in the room.
Yeah.
But how do I get them there? It's things like this.
Yeah.
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 You get it? I mean, you've opened for, you know, I'm sure on the road, like, have you opened for bigger names?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you experience like the theaters, and you're also filling up your own rooms, not to say that you like, you know, I'm just saying like those high highs where you're like, wow, how do I get this on my own?
Consistency. Or, you know, you go on, you know, like Kill Tony and you say slurs. That's always a good option.
That's my plan.
I think that's a good plan.
I'm being sarcastic.
Oh.
You think I should take the Kill Tony route? The American Idol of comedy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just
the right wing version.
Yeah, say all the slurs.
Yeah, I think I'd rather.
I think it's a good long term plan.
Yeah. Okay, I'll look into that.
I don't really think that show is going to fail. Like, I think like people are always going to be on board with saying slurs and punching down on certain demographics.
Yeah. Do I want to be a part of that?
I think I think the best comedians want to be a part of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's a real
totally.
It's a gold mine.
Honor.
Yeah, badge of honor.
Yeah.
To go up and do bad comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And have punchlines with words that, you know, we're not supposed to say those words, and but we're taking it back now.
Thank you for making it better. My dreams and choices. Thank you. Yeah. That's exactly after that I'm gonna book my flight to Texas.
Which is good.
Wow, I'm like Jordan Fisher.
You have a points card. You have a travel card?
No.
You don't have a travel credit card?
I got a credit card.
But they don't
rack it up.
They don't add points. Like, you don't get points.
I get points towards other things. I guess technically I could use some Chase points on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just not like directly to an airline. Do you?
But you could go in your Chase portal.
I could.
And book your flights through the Chase portal with the points that you have.
I sure could.
To Texas.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Because if you spent money on that, you would be stupid.
I already kind of am. You travel a lot. Do you have like a points card?
I do.
Are you a Delta?
That's what I like to fly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I like to be better than people.
Right. Because you get pushed up to Comfort Plus.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, especially when you tour as much as you do.
Yeah. Comfort Plus is where it's at.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Delta's where it's at. American is bullshit.
Yeah. I'll clip that up and tag them.
Yeah. American, your airline is in good a shape as the country you're named after.
Nice.
You're dog shit.
Dog it all while you're at it. Keep going.
You're always broken.
I mean, it is kind of, I don't know if you feel this way. I mean, all the flights going down in the news. Like, do you ever get worried when you fly now? Or are you kind of like, whatever?
No.
No, okay.
I bring a parachute.
Okay, smart.
Yeah. I always pack a parachute.
I feel like if you're 30K in the air, that's not going to help.
No, it helps.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like sucked up, actually. You go, like, into space. I don't think you go down.
Have you heard about this concept called gravity?
I think when you're that far up, you're going up.
I don't think that's how it works. Because if that was the case, then the plane would also go up.
I don't know. Your light is just... I don't think you can breathe for a while either.
No, you could.
I don't think you can breathe. I think you only can breathe like 10,000 feet up. That's where they drop you from the planes for the parachuting.
You might be right.
So for 20,000 feet, you're not breathing.
But I angle myself down.
Okay.
Like Tom Cruise.
All right.
And then.
Got it.
And then I have my parachute.
All right.
Also, a service dog.
Do you really?
That's what those are for.
For when the plane explodes? When the
plane explodes.
You just grab your dog and you say, I always loved you.
Yeah.
And then everything's fine and then you're dead.
And he's got a vest on. And that makes him official.
No, that is what makes him
official. No matter how big or small.
You don't actually have a dog, do you?
You don't think I have a service dog?
I've never seen a photo. If you don't have a photo,
we like
of your
to
dog,
keep our life private.
You don't have a dog.
We like to keep
That's
our life private.
That's why people have dogs. Men use them to get girls if they're single.
Mm-hmm.
And women use them for pillows to cry into. That's what dogs are for.
The sign on my apartment door, it says that there's two dogs in my apartment for like fire rescue.
Mm.
And I've never taken it down.
That's hilarious.
I always keep it up.
You're like, two dogs that are in me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because they're going to...
come looking.
They're going to come into that apartment.
They'll save you.
They'll save us. But if I had a sign that just says, single black man with an Xbox, I think I'm going to burn up in that apartment.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I used to make fun of those babies on board stickers.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, what the fuck? Okay, won't ram into your car now.
Right.
But then I posted a TikTok about it, and someone was like, that's for the paramedics, so they know. And it's like, I don't think they're is looking it? No, for I don't a think sticker. It
is. Yeah.
I don't know. I would love to hear someone that owns one of those, why they have it. It feels like a humble brag. Like, oh, you're a safe parent?
Yeah. I feel like it's for the people behind them to not what? Hit the person.
But it's like, I'm not going to...
Or like speed up.
The goal is to not hit you.
Yeah.
In general. That stick, reading a little sticker, it's like, if I'm a reckless driver, A, I'm not reading your bumper sticker. Yeah.
But if I see the stickers with the stick figure family, full speed ahead.
Full speed ahead.
Mad Max.
Totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
Get the Cybertruck out.
Right.
Those look crazy, too. I just read an article that some girl burned alive in one because...
In a Cybertruck?
Yeah, because the doors didn't open.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She didn't update her OS.
I guess not.
Yeah.
Yeah, tricky.
It's kind of crazy.
I know. Get
burnt up in that drivable microwave.
Right.
What a dumb truck.
I know. And it's sad because it's like I wanted to feel horrible for her.
Yeah.
But there's a tinge in me that's like...
Yeah.
You were in a Cybertruck. Which I might have to clip that out. Is that a hot take?
I mean,
is that
whatever.
A fucked up thing to say?
Who cares?
It's awful she died. I'm very sad for her.
Yeah.
To clarify.
Yeah.
But the Cybertruck element does pull a hair of empathy out of me.
Yeah.
Just a hair.
Just a hair. Have you ever driven a Tesla?
No. Or I've been in one.
Yeah. They're not good. Like I know like somebody that just... Yeah, the ceiling's cool. But I like... they're very basic inside. Like...
Yeah.
As far as... It's like it might as well be like Honda Civic... You know, I don't know, whatever the word is, detailing. But the panel, like the whole iPad shit, it's the most complicated thing in the world. And you can't like, it's a card. It's not, they don't have like a button to unlock the doors.
Weird.
Yeah.
I have some friends that have them, and they seem really happy with them.
Yeah.
But.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's all also, you know.
Okay.
You enjoy your Tesla?
Maybe we should reassess your friend group here.
I've been friends with them since eighth grade. You know, I'm grandfathered.
Hey, listen, we all grow. We all grow. We all evolve.
You know, when you got that much history, like you're just.
Yeah.
Do you have friends from middle school?
Middle school? High school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they still live at home?
In their parents' house?
Yeah. Are they in their childhood bedroom with their little train jammies on?
Yeah, and PlayStation 2s.
I kind of want to live that life. That sounds good.
Oh, man. That would... Wait, which part? Living at home?
Just chilling.
Well, yeah. That would be nice.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, they live back home in North Carolina.
Got it.
Yeah, and I'll go down there. I'll visit them.
Are they all so proud of you?
I'd hope so. I'd hope so. Yeah, they are.
I mean, you're doing really well.
I'm doing okay.
Yeah. It's cool to see. And you just filmed your special at the Cellar.
Yeah, the VU.
What a cool venue.
It was great.
Not a lot of people film specials. I mean, like, yes, but like, I feel like it's a little more rare.
Yeah.
So that's also what an iconic place to film it at. So congrats on that. That's so cool.
Thanks. Yeah. It was a fun night. Both shows were really fun. We're editing it now.
Where is it going to go?
YouTube.
Nice.
You know.
And you already have a following on there.
A little bit, but it'll be on like a bigger thing
network?
on YouTube. Like it'll be on a different channel and I'll probably collab with the channel or whatever.
I was gonna say, how do you get those views?
I don't know. Well, yeah, it's
someone's gonna pay you for it.
What, the special?
Yeah,
I mean, I self-produced it. My all, we teamed up with a company or whatever, so we're putting it on their YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And to put it out, and then you know I still own it, so you
got
know
it.
It'll
okay,
you know,
is it more of like
bullshit.
An awareness tactic than a moneymaker?
Oh, as far as like getting it seen, because like my YouTube channel is like still growing,
right?
You know, I don't have like a million followers or anything, but like if you can put it on somebody's channel that has, you know, a good following already, then mm-hmm. it's like boom, great, and they know how to market it and all that kind of
yeah.
stuff, and they do their whole magic. It's like, all right,
okay,
perfect.
I'm just curious. It's always interesting to hear the back end of how everything works. Is like I've learned about like someone who filmed their special at was it Radio City?
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm learning like all the back end of like they paid a lot of money to be at that venue. And it's like, I didn't even know the back end inside baseball stuff. Like,
yeah. You got to rent the venue.
Paying for venues. And then like, what's the ticket price? And like, how does that break down so that you come out on top? And like, where are the views going? Who's paying you? And it blew me away to understand. It's like, wow, you got to pay for that.
Yeah.
Same with billboards. I'm like, I didn't know that you had to pay for your own billboard.
Yeah.
You see these things and you're like, wow, they're really killing it. And it's like, yes, they are 100%.
But it's also costing them a lot of money.
Yeah. It's fascinating. This industry, I mean, a lot of industries are smoke and mirrors, and I'm not saying it's all smoke and mirrors, but it's fascinating when you learn the back end of how they got there and what it cost.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting.
Yeah. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
There's a lot that goes into it.
Hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you could have an extra body part, what would it be?
That's a great question. Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
That's awesome. You're like, this conversation sucks.
No, I want to know. It's the coffee that I drink. Okay. Cafe Bustelo. I'm on Cafe Bustelo recently.
What's that?
Some strong-ass crack laced coffee.
Really? Well, I would like Adderall and Zin, so I'm kind of a bulletproof person anyways.
Okay, see, I don't do that. I do. Yeah. I'm very over-the-counter. So I just do instant Cafe Bustelo.
All right.
And it's...
I like this energy. Okay, what extra body part? Okay, I'm not going to go leg. That would slow me down, I think. Three, it sounds like a lot. Like you're like galloping. Arm feels weird. Eyes would look weird.
Yeah.
What do I want? I mean, I'm thinking of really gross things.
An
extra butthole to take a big shit. That's really gross.
Dookie.
Yeah, it's so nice when you're just like empty it out and you're like, I'm so fit and free now.
Triple D.
But I don't want another butthole. That's kind of gross.
Would it be side by side or would it be
top? It would be top and yeah. Mm-hmm. Side by side would be too much space.
A fucking double barrel shotgun.
Yes. Okay. Sorry, I don't even know why I said that out loud. I should have kept that one to myself.
Why? It's funny. This is a stupid podcast.
I know. Like maybe like an eye on the back of my head or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would do that.
That'd be hilarious. Yeah.
What about you? Because then I could see, you know, like if someone comes to hurt me, I think that's my biggest safety.
Yeah. I'm sorry. All I could think about if I was hooking up with some girl and then I pulled her hair and then like an eye popped up from the back of her head, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, also the girls probably don't want to see that either.
Yeah.
It's better to not know what's going on back there. Behind, like, yeah, exactly. Like, I don't want to see that.
Do we look crazy on top of y'all?
I mean, it depends. But I've had moments where I'm like, oof.
Yeah.
Oof. Look away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I've just, like seen the TikToks facial expressions of, and you're kind of like, is it really that? Or what does it feel like for you? Because I'm not getting that.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah.
That seems like a bigger problem.
I'm sure it is. That's for another podcast. All right, what's your body part?
Damn, what would be my extra body part?
I think mine was a good answer, not to give myself credit.
It is a good answer. You got to go small. It's either like fingers, like an extra finger.
I thought about that, but...
You know?
But or an extra toe. But if like the CEO of United had a hair eye on the back of his head, he wouldn't have been shot.
That's right.
So it would have saved a life.
An ear would look weird too.
I know, I thought about that for hearing. Oh, shit. We're 50 minutes in.
Hell yeah. What's one body part you'd be willing to lose?
A pinky. I love my little pinkies, but pinky toe, anything that really, like, obviously you need your thumbs. I feel like a pinky or a toe you could live without. That's a pretty standard answer.
Belly button.
Damn, you beat me.
Taking away that belly button.
Fuck, you win. That's a good answer. You don't need that shit at all.
At all. Point.
Is that a body part?
Mine is, because I got an Audi.
Okay. Damn, they fucked you up.
They fucked me up.
They tied it all weird.
My dad.
He did it?
I don't know. I guess dads cut it, right?
He probably cut it too close and they like didn't have much to work with.
I don't even know how that works.
Can you tie a balloon? Like, oh.
I thought about like my one self-conscious surgery. Get
it pushed in?
Mm-hmm. Get it any?
If that's all you want to fix, then you're feeling pretty good about yourself.
Yeah.
That's good.
I feel okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We women have too many options. Nose job, boob job, Botox, lip injections. It's like everyone's doing it, you know?
Yeah, people fucked y'all up.
I know.
With that.
I know.
Cosmo. Magazine industry.
I know. We all got it. It's like, oh, if you don't have any work done, it's like, wow, you're so natural. It's like, why is that even a word?
Oh, my God. You're yourself.
It's crazy.
Insane.
And nuts. Yeah. I used to think about a nose job, but I hear they're very painful.
Why would you need a nose job? You have a great nose.
That's so kind. There are some angles where it looks a little funky.
No, you got a good nose.
Thank you. But anyways, I hear they're very painful.
Turn that way? Oh, yeah, I see. Don't just fuck it with
me. No, I know you are. But
no, you got a great nose. No, there's, it's yeah, got, I would never. No, fuck off. That, okay. No, you got a great I'll fuck nose. Off.
Thank you so much. That's really why I had you on.
Yeah.
That's why I needed to hear that.
Self-affirming.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We really hit all the topics, dating, comedy. Anything you want to talk about? Anything stupid you want to say?
Anything stupid I want to say?
Yeah, anything to say? Anything,
I don't know. As a 91-year-old man, I've said a few stupid things today.
Today?
I think so, maybe. Just in this general conversation. I mean, I asked you which body. Stupid. I said double-decker dookie hole.
Yeah,
you
know? That's like, so true.
It's pretty stupid.
That's pretty stupid.
But it is great alliteration.
It was. I could picture the...
And it's a funny visual.
It is.
You can make two that into a booty joke. Holes.
All right, when's your next Gangster Chef coming out?
Sorry to hear female listeners going like, what the fuck is with this
love
guy?
It. They'll love it.
When's my next Gangster Chef? I don't know. I need to make another one. I'm going to make some apple cider donuts.
Ooh.
Still try to take advantage of this fall season.
Wow. I want one of those.
Yeah, I did the pumpkin spice latte one.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
What's your goal with Gangster Chef? Like, you put so much time and effort. The videography is beautiful. It's like, yes, it's amazing that it's gaining you followers, and those could become ticket sales and fans and like creating an army. Mm-hmm. But is there anything that you'd like, if I could get a cooking show on Food Network, or like, what's your dream? Where will it end up?
Ticket sales.
Okay.
As well as long form show, which we're already in the process
Hell
of
yeah,
like
congrats.
Trying to shop around.
That's awesome.
So that, and then just everything I do is a means to an end.
Right.
Like I just think this business is just building up your profile just to do the things that you actually want to do.
And what is that exactly?
Tour, act, you know, make my own projects, stuff like that. Just be free, live.
I love that.
That's all. So just be creative in the ways that I want to be creative and get connections with other people that are also creative and where we can collaborate and make things that we want to do.
Beautiful. And we're doing that right now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so you're 160 years old. What have you done in your life? Where are you? What is like your I did it moment?
What's my I did it moment?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. So, let's see. After the Civil Rights Pact was passed, I was pretty influential in that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'd say my I did it moment is honestly filming the special recently. That felt good. There's a release that came with that because I'm kind of a, you can fall into the hole of being a perfectionist, and that is a trap. Because it's never going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the thing is that you're trying to do, it's never going to be perfect. And it's just an excuse to stay where you are and say things are not ready out of fear of commitment to the idea that you want to make. So actually forcing myself to film the special and decide like, okay, these are the jokes. Like, 'cause I had a surplus of jokes, and then like going on the road helped to be like, okay, take this one out, do that one, keep this one in, replace.
Your callbacks all stayed?
All that, yeah.
Because I love a callback. Love I think a callback. That's such an art.
Love a callback. But yeah, that was like, I'd say like one of the more recent, like, hell yeah. I'm very proud of the fact that it happened, that I did it, you know, because it's like now I can move on and start creating. It allows you to like be more creative afterwards because it's like, okay, now you have to do it again, which is kind of crazy. But it's like you will level up. You did it before. You can do it again.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Thanks.
I love that. And when will it be out?
Probably early next year, you know, because we're still doing all the editing stuff. So I'd imagine, I don't want to, you know, give any concrete thing, but I'd hope maybe January.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
It sounds like you already did what you needed to do, so. Yeah. Congrats on making it.
This is it. Now I can ride off into the sunset.
Now that you've done this, I mean,
exactly.
I think you can call it.
I totally get why people like stop working in Hollywood after a certain
point. They're tired.
Well, they're tired, or they do enough and they make enough money, and they're like, all right, yeah, I'm good. I just wanted to be able to live a nice life. Like, Cameron Diaz doesn't act anymore. She does her wine company shit. And it's like, you know what? Good for her. Same with Rihanna. Like, now Rihanna's got a billionaire business outside of music. But I get why she doesn't tour.
Yeah.
It's like, I got my family. You know, I want to actually see my kids grow up. I've got enough money.
Yeah.
Got a nice husband. Like, I'm good.
Don't say all. I'm like, this sounds so nice. I'm like, okay, well. We're still working really hard.
Okay. No, I'm still working really hard. I'm
already sold on that, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm still working really hard, but I get it. Yeah. I get reaching a point where, like, all right, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the point of life is to live.
And that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. I think that's the mic drop at the end. the point of life is to live.
Yeah.
I just butchered that, but it's a beautiful message. I love that. On that note, you want anything you want to plug or say? Or
yeah, just follow me online. Jordan Fisher, JourdanFisher. I'm touring and stuff. So my show dates are on my Instagram. Like, there's a link on there. So just please come to the shows, join the text list, see when I'm coming into town, and continue watching me and be on the lookout for the special.
Hell yeah. Thanks for being on. You're the best.
Of course.
Bye.
Bye.